to be in the house of the Lord.
我很高兴来到神的殿中。
With brothers and sisters that love our Lord.
与弟兄姐妹，你们都是爱主的，在一起。
And serve Him with their lives.
然后我们一起用我们的生命来服侍他。
Pastor Sun has explained that I have a wife and two children.
孙牧师已经讲过，我有一个太太，有两个儿女。
Our oldest girl is 12 years old.
我的大女儿是12岁。
Her name is Paige.
她叫 Paige.
And I, oh, I'm so sorry.
It's not on.
No. Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm prone to make these kind of mistakes.
我很容易会犯这种错误。
Okay.
现在我也没有声音了。
My oldest daughter Paige is growing up quickly.
我的大女儿她已经长得非常的快。
I can remember when she was quite small.
我记得她小的时候。
And I took her on an amusement park.
带她去一个游乐场。
And I took her on a ride with me.
我跟她坐一个那边玩的东西。
And she was so scared.
她就很害怕。
She hid right under my arm.
她就藏在我的手臂旁边。
Just a few years ago.
那好几年前。
I went to the amusement park with my daughter again.
我再带她去的时候。
And as we were getting closer to this very scary ride.
那我们去要做这个很惊险的这个玩的东西的时候。
I asked her, would you like to turn back?
我问他你要不要不要去
？And she said no.
他说不要，我要去。
So we got in.
然后我就进去了。
And we came up and we started going up real high.
我们就坐这个非常高的车。
And I told her you can put your head on my shoulder and close your eyes.
但我就说我可以抱着你，你不用怕，你可以闭起眼睛。
And I put my arm around her.
我就用手臂抱着她。
And she said to me, Daddy.
她就跟我说，爸爸。
Take your arm away.
不要抱着我。
I don't want you to mess up my hair.
不要搞乱我的头发。
She's growing up.
她真的长大了。
Our youngest daughter.
我们的小女儿呢？
Julia.
叫 Julia.
The other day we were praying.
那天我们一起祷告。
Around the supper table.
在吃饭的时候。
And we usually ask who wants to pray.
我通常都问谁愿意带领祷告。
And she hadn't prayed for a while.
她很久没有带领了。
And all of a sudden she said.
突然间她说。
I think I should pray.
我想我应该领导。
Because God needs to hear my voice too.
因为神也应该听到我的声音。
Our family.
所以这是我的家庭了。
Brings greetings, sends greetings to you.
我全家都问候大家好。
And they wish they could be here.
他们也希望来。
Especially because they knew I would be fed well.
因为他知道我会吃得很好。
Yeah. Today it's a privilege for me to bring the gospel message to you.
我今天感到很荣幸能够把福音的信息带到大家当中。
And I would just like to say a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I ask for your Holy Spirit.
主啊，我恳求你的圣灵。
To be the speaker of this message.
来做今天的讲员。
And I pray, Lord.
主啊，我再祷告。
That you would soften our hearts.
你要让我们有柔软的心。
Not only to hear.
不单只听。
But also to act upon what we hear.
也能够行出来。
For your honor and glory.
因为你自己的名是尊贵的。
Amen.
Amen.
Before I start.
我开始以前。
Let me just say that worship.
让我来说崇拜。
Which is the state of ascribing to God His worth.
就是我们把神的尊荣完全归给他。
And affirming his supreme value
我们知道他的宝贵他的尊贵
is the most important function
就是我们最主要的作用
of any individual or church.
无论是个人或者是教会。
I like to think of this
我愿意这样想
as our vertical call
就是我们与向上与神所建立的关系
in our relationship to God.
就是跟神的关系。
Having said that,
我讲过这个以后
I would like to look at a passage of Scripture
我们就来看一段圣经
which calls the church to a movement.
叫我们的教会来进行这个运动。
And this passage is found in Matthew chapter 16,
就是在马太十六章。
Verses 13 through 19.
就是13到19节。
I would like to quickly make three observations about this passage.
我请大家注意三点。
The first is found in verses 16 and 17.
就是16、17节。
And here we read,
这里我们说,
Simon Peter answered,
彼得,西门彼得回答说,
You are the Christ,
你是基督,
the Son of the living God.
是永圣上帝的儿子。
Jesus asked this question,
主耶稣问他们这个问题,
to Peter and his disciples.
问彼得还有他的门徒
Who do you say that I am?
你们说我是谁呢?
And Peter answers,
那彼得就说,
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督,是永生神的儿子。
Jesus answers and simply says,
主耶稣就回答说,
That truth could not have come to you,
这个真理不能向你显明,
except from God the Father.
除非是永生神自己指示你。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 6,
在约翰三章六节,
we read,
我们看到,
That which is born of the flesh is flesh,
从肉身生的乃是肉身,
and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
从灵生的乃是灵.
In 1 John 4, 2,
还有在约翰一书第四章第二节,
we read,
我们看到,
This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God.
这样你就可以认出神的灵。
That's okay. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
这个灵承认主耶稣从肉身生，就是从神来的灵。
That truth is the catalyst for the movement.
这个灵,这个真理就是触动这个行的一个因素。
Jesus says, this truth isn't gained by common human knowledge or conventional logic.
主耶稣说,这个真理不是从我们人的普通的知识或者是普通的逻辑所能来明白的。
Only the Spirit of God could have revealed it to Peter.
只有神的灵向他向彼得显示。
The second observation that I would like to make
第二点
is found in the first part of verse 18.
就是在十八节，就是刚才马太福音十六章十八节头一段。
Here we see Jesus as the foundation of the movement.
这里我们看到主耶稣基督，他就是这个行动的一个根基。
Jesus goes on to say,
主耶稣说,
Upon this rock I will build my church.
在这个磐石上我要建立我的教会。
Jesus clearly tells us that,
主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们,
that this truth which Peter confessed,
这个真理就是彼得所说的,
is the truth on which the church is established.
就是教会所建立在上面的根基。
Not on Peter.
不是在彼得上面。
Some have misunderstood it that way.
有些人误会了。
They have built an institution on Peter.
他以为彼得就是可以在他的身上可以建立这个教会。
But that's not what Jesus was saying.
但是主耶稣并不是这样说。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
this truth will sustain and propel the church.
这个真理可以支持还有促使这个教会。
In the movement to which it has been called.
去行神所要他们行的。
The third observation I'd like to make.
第三点。
Is that Jesus tells us the nature of the movement we are to be about.
主耶稣说我们这个行动的本质是什么呢?
Look at the last part of verse 18.
我们看十八节的后半段。
And here it reads, And the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
所以中文圣经说是阴间的权柄不能胜过它，或者是说门。权柄或者是门，就是阴间的门。
And I think traditionally, this verse is understood.
在传统的平常我们所明白的
，to be saying，
就是说
，that death， which is the power of hell，
就是死亡，就是阴间的权势
，will not be able to overtake the assembly of Christ，
不能胜过属主的人。
Death and Satan
死亡跟撒旦
will not be victorious over the church.
不会胜过教会。
This is a marvelous truth.
这个是一个奇妙的真理。
This truth is something that we as a church can hold on to.
因为这个真理我们可以我们的教会得到我们的支持。
It is an absolute truth.
这个是一个绝对的真理。
There are battles that still need to be fought.
我们在世界上仍然需要打仗。
But the victory is ours.
但是我们得到的是胜利。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
经过主耶稣基督。
But let's not misunderstand this verse.
但是让我们不要误会这一段。
Let's not forget the larger context.
让我们不要忘记整个的图画。
In which this verse falls.
那这一句是在讲什么呢?
If we didn't have the larger context,
假如我们没有这个整个的一章,
I believe we could fall into a trap.
那我们很容易就会断章取义。
Of believing that the church is to remain on the defensive.
那我们就以为教会永远就是在守不是不能再攻。
When we read this verse in the Message Bible,
当我们看了另外一本的翻译的圣经
，That's a paraphrase.
那本是一个比较白话的圣经。
That was written by a man by the name of Eugene Peterson.
这是这位叫 Peterson 的一位牧师写的。
And the paraphrase is interpretive.
这个翻译的圣经。
It's not a direct translation.
不是只是翻译，但是他也把它能够解释出来。
But he picks up on an interesting point.
他让我们看到有一点非常有趣的。
Listen to the way he paraphrases this verse.
你看他怎么样解释。
This rock.
这个磐石
on which I will put together my church,
就是我要建立我的教会在上面的
a church so expansive,
这个教会是那么的广大
with energy,
也有能力
that not even,
甚至
the gates of hell will be able to keep it out,
地狱的门也不能胜过它。
Do you see the difference?
你看到这个不同的地方吗?
When we read the verse, when we read this verse earlier,
当我们看这一段的圣经的时候,
we might read the gates of hell to be the aggressor.
我们以为这个地狱的门是这个攻打者。
But the way we have just read it now,
但是我们刚才所看的呢?
The assembly is the aggressor.
我们属主的人是那个攻打者。
That's the church.
就是神的教会。
I believe that this reading has contextual support.
我相信在整章来讲，这个是更加支持这一段的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
where in the scriptures do we ever read the church is called to simply neutralize the gates of hell?
我们在哪里在圣经里面看到教会只是要站在那里消灭地狱的权势？
Jesus himself descended to earth.
主耶稣他降到世间上。
So that we might be reconciled back to God.
让我们与神和好。
That's a proactive move.
这个行动。
Don't we read in Hebrews?
就是让我们看到在希伯来圣经。
Chapter 2, verse 14 through 15.
就是在希伯来书。
Chapter 2, 14
through 15. 第二章十四节。
I'm just going to paraphrase it. That Jesus took on flesh,
主耶稣他在肉身,
so that through his death,
让经过他的死,
and his resurrection,
他的复活,
he would conquer death,
他就战胜了死亡,
and death would no longer have its hold on his people.
死亡再不能捆绑他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
Jesus stormed the gates of hell,
主耶稣已经破坏这个阴间的权势，
so that his people could be set free.
让他的子民得到释放。
Didn't Jesus say to Zacchaeus?
主耶稣不是跟撒该这样说吗？
That the Son of Man has come.
人子来。
And to seek and save the lost.
是要寻找拯救世上的人。
Jesus was proactive in the movement of securing and enlarging the kingdom of God.
主耶稣他要这个行动就是要扩大神的国度。
And his church is to follow his example.
就要跟着他这个。
The example of the great shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ.
跟着他的这个给我们的榜样去做。
I have an uncle Jesse.
我有一个舅舅他叫 Jesse.
And he was a sportsman.
他是一个运动员。
And he loved to play soccer.
他很喜欢打足球。
And he played it well.
他很打得很好。
He was a goalie.
他就是这个守龙门的人。
And he played on a Ukrainian team in New Jersey.
他在新泽西的这一州里面有一个俄国的这个队里面打的。
And in the 1960s,
在60年代,
his team went to Europe.
他这个球队也常常去欧洲,
to play other teams.
去跟别的队比赛。
And he was quite the goalie.
他就是常常就是打这个龙门。
Matter of fact, we have a picture of him.
我有一张照片。
Where he's about 3 feet off the ground.
他好像在地上飞起来三尺这样子。
Laying flat out, blocking a ball.
就是躺在那里把那个球挡住。
It was a great picture.
真是一张很好的照片。
When he was in Europe.
那当他在欧洲的时候。
He had probably made a save similar to that.
他也有一次这样挡住那个球。
But when he hit the ground,
但是他当他在跌下来的时候，
he broke his back.
他就伤了他的背。
And so he couldn't play anymore.
所以就不能再打了。
Well, he's now retired.
那现在他已经退休。
And he still has a lot of energy.
他还是非常的有精力。
And he moved to a small town in Florida.
他在 Florida 有一个小镇里面住。
And the local high school team,
那边的足球队就是这个高中，
needed help,
很需要帮助。
Because they couldn't win a soccer game,
他们从来没有赢过。
So he decided to help the coach,
所以他就希望能够帮助这个教练。
And he brought him on as an assistant coach,
那这个教练也请了他来做一个助理的教练。
And my uncle trained the players.
那我的, 舅舅就去帮助这些球员。
And what he told them was this.
他跟他们说,
when they get on the field,
你在这个, 球场上的时候呢,
they get on the field for one reason.
你只有一个目的,
and the reason is to win.
就是要赢球。
It's nice to play the game.
玩球是很好。
But that's not why they're there.
但是你不是在那里只是玩,
they're there to win.
你要赢。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
I believe the church
我相信教会,
is to follow the example of the great shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ.
跟随我们大牧人的榜样,
just like the team followed the example
好像,
of their coach.
球队听从教练的话。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus has not called us
主耶稣并没有叫我们
to a social gathering.
只是来这里社交,交谈一下。
He has not called us to an institution or denomination.
没有来叫我们好像成为一个宗派,成为一个社团。
He has not even called us to simply become doctrinally educated.
也不是叫我们来研究基督教的教义。
Jesus Christ has called his followers to a movement.
主耶稣愿意他跟从他的人来参与这个行动。
And the nature of that movement is to aggressively storm the gates of hell.
这个真正的意义就是要破坏地狱的权势。
And dismantle them.
把他们完全破坏。
So that those who have been caught by the snares of the evil one might be set free.
那被罪所捆绑的人能够得到释放。
That's a movement.
这个就是一个行动。
That involves witnessing to people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是要我们向还没有听过主耶稣的名的人来做见证。
That's a movement that involves discipling people in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个行动让我们要去使万民做主的门徒。
Being proactive.
我们要真正的付诸行动。
Training them not only in the spiritual disciplines,
教训他们不单只是在属灵的教训上面,
but also to reproduce and train others.
他们也能够教导别人成为神的门徒。
This is the movement which we have been called to.
这个就是神所要我们去行的。
It's a movement that is proactive.
这个是要我们用行动来证明。
It's a movement that is aggressive.
让我们是有一种攻打性的一种精神。
After all, in the book of Ephesians,
在以弗所书里面说,
where we are told about the armor of God,
我们要穿上全副的军装,
isn't the sword of the Spirit,
是圣灵的宝剑,
and the feet that are shod with shoes,
我们要有救恩的鞋,
aren't they tools to move ahead?
就是我们有这些工具要前进,
and not stand in a defensive position.
不是只是站在那里守,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
Jesus has called his followers to a movement.
主耶稣叫跟随他的人去行,
and the nature of that movement is to aggressively storm the gates of hell.
这个行动的本质就是破坏地狱的权势。
My passion in ministry,
我热切的盼望, 我侍奉主的当中,
is to be part of such a movement.
就是要在这个行动里面参与,
and to see the church of our Lord Jesus Christ
看到主耶稣基督教会,
storming the gates of hell as well.
破坏地狱的权势。
May the Lord add his blessing
让主真是祝福大家,
to the reading of his word and this message.
祝福他的话语还有这个信息。
Amen.